Boneboy Speaks, episode 872, Better Interconnects. A little over a year ago, before all of this net neutrality stuff in the United States, there was some interconnection agreement issues between a couple of large ISPs, Verizon, Level 3, Cogent, and some of the stuff related to Netflix. And I think this whole debate probably even precipitated the action that was taken by the FCC recently, and the rules haven't even been put into place yet. But magically, now that there's actually some threat of, well, I don't know, regulators may be doing their job, then these guys have all of a sudden agreed to terms and aren't arguing anymore, and they're all happy with each other. Well, and it may be just because that one of the things that the FCC said in these regulations is they said, okay, well, we're going to look at interconnect agreements, and we're going to make sure, you know, if people aren't being above board and fair, then we're going to do something about it. And sure enough, these players, decided to be adults and agreed on something and moved on. And now, whether this is a long-term lasting thing, we'll have to just wait and see, I suppose. But at least it is, something positive that's already happened as a result of this this net neutrality stuff that the FCC or the FCC has done. And, you know, wouldn't you know it? it's score one for us, right? Because what does this mean, right? Because the internet is really a series of networks that connect to one another. And, you know, for me on Comcast to reach, somebody that's on AT&T or something, well, they have to exchange packets at some point. And sometimes when you're using a third-party service, you might be going through multiple points before you get from your ISP to their ISP. And these interconnect points actually can get kind of congested if there's lots of traffic going over them, which is what was exactly happening with Netflix. And, you know, Netflix solved this by creating other interconnect agreements with different ISPs. And so now, Verizon, Level 3, and Cogent, and they're all transit providers. Verizon, of course, has their own customers, but mostly Level 3 and Cogent are mostly transit. Although I think they also, Level 3 actually provides stuff for Google, from what I understand. And there you go. I mean, this is, so it's nice to see these guys finally playing nice with one another. And yes, it does actually it helps all of us out. But again, whether this is a long-term thing or not, we'll just have to wait and see. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/ps on the web for more information.